Kosavaruchu as Bnei Yisrael Amor Lehem. This is the Kohanim, this is the vehicle of how the Kohanim will bless the Jewish people. The Kohanim represent the knowledge of God. They're the educators of the Jewish people. They're conveying the providential knowledge of God, what we call the Birkas Kohanim. And they say Amor. What's Amor? Okay. So the Rav wanted to say that it's very similar to Zachor. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. It's not the imperative. That would be Zachor with a Shva. But this is with a Kamatz. Zachor is the participle form. That means that there's a constant obligation. When it comes to Shabbos, for instance, Zachor is fulfilled that throughout the week, we're in a constant state of being aware of the uniqueness of Shabbos, being aware of what is special about Shabbos. We count each and every day. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. It's not a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No, everything is in relationship to the Shabbos. That's why if you find a nice piece of meat, you at the butcher shop or at the store, you set it aside for the Shabbos. There's this constant state of articulating and being aware of the uniqueness of the Shabbos. It's not a one-time thing when you make Kiddush. That would be Zachor with a Shva, but it's Zachor. I'll give you an example. That's the whole idea of Tosefes Shabbos. If astronomically it's not Shabbos on Friday afternoon, but yet we turn it into Shabbos because there's this constant state. And it's in Motzei Shabbos on Saturday night, the same idea, okay, where you extend the Shabbos. So that idea of Zachor, that applies here with Amor. And I want to quote what the Rav said. According to Rashi, the participle form of Amor Lehem suggests that once a Kohen has blessed the people, he retains a perpetual obligation to again bless the people upon demand. This continual obligation to bless the people is similar to the obligation to always be aware and remember the Shabbos. Rashi notes a second detail in the word Amor. It's spelled Malay. There's a Vav that's spelled out. It's not Aleph Mem Resh, it's Aleph Mem Vav Resh. Okay? This indicates the Kohanim should not bless the people in a hurried manner, but with concentration and with wholeheartedness. That's the Medrash Tanchuma. The Birkas Kohanim is preceded by a bracha, noting that Hashem commands the Kohanim to bless his people bi'ahava, with love. The added word bi'ahava indicates that the Torah obligation of Birkas Kohanim, it requires love for the people. Again, that's the extra vav in Amor. For this reason, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Gimel, Orachaim Kuf Chav Ches Sif Mem Gimel, notes that a Kohen, who is in a state of avelus, of mourning, he does not perform Birkas Kohanim. The Ramah extends this above and beyond the Shiva, to extend throughout the whole period of Avelus. Someone who's in Avelus, according to the Ramah, whether it's Yud Beis Chodesh, Shloshim, Shiva, cannot do Birkas Kohanim. Now, had the Birkas Kohanim been a mere textual recitation, let's say similar to Kriya Shema, there would be no such patur, no such exemption. But with regard to Birkas Kohanim, the Avel, the Kohen who's in Avel, is not in a proper emotional state to do it bi'ahava. The Ramah rules, and this is Sif Mem Dalad, that outside of Israel, Kohanim do not perform Birkas Kohanim daily because they are generally preoccupied with the worries of daily survival and then the need to earn a living, precluding them from fulfilling their obligation with the proper intent. Obviously, one with similar preoccupations is not exempted from reciting Kriya Shema or benching or davening on a daily basis. The word Amor, in its Malay form with the Vav, teaches there's a Doraisa, a biblical obligation to specifically perform this commandment, Bi'ava. The Kohanim must bless the people with a proper intent and with a full heart, and not recite the blessing while they are distracted. Birkas Kohanim is unique because it requires a heartfelt love for its fulfillment. The blessing requires that the love of the Kohen for the whole Gans Klal Yisrael, the whole Jewish nation, it should flow spontaneously. The Kohen's bracha is a reflection of the divine love that Hashem has for his own creatures as the Shechina dwells between the Kohanim's fingertips. So again, the Kohen is instead, right, Shluchei Derachmana, conveying the providential knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people, to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Tefilo Nesias Kapayim, he indicates that the Kohanim hold their fingers closed until the bracha, and then they open them. What's the idea? The fingers represent man's possessiveness. Hence the mitzvah not to close one hand to the destitute. When we have a mitzvah, it says, right, poseach es yadecha, right? Poseach tiftach, to open up. And that's what's happening. During the Birkas Kohanim, these fingers of the hand are spread apart, the open fingers serving as a conduit for bracha. It must be stressed that the primary responsibility of the Kohen is in the educational realm. The prophet thus defines the role of the Kohen as one who guides and enlightens the people. And the Rav, of course, is referring to the fact that, you know, a Kohen works at most one day every 24 weeks in the Beis HaMikdash. There's 24 Mishmaros, so you're only part of one Mishmar. That means 1 week out of 24 weeks. But even within that week, everything is split up into families, into Batei Av. And your Beis Av, your family, is only on call one day of the week. And then you may not be working in the Mikdash because it's a pious. They're the Dalad Payusim, you know, the lotteries. So who says that you're even going to work in the Mikdash? If that's the case, why do we give Chaf Dalad Matnos Kohuna? Why are there 24 different taxes that go to funding the Kohanim and Levium, primarily most of those taxes to the Kohanim? Why? They should work at most 2 days a year? No. The Kohen's on call every day, not in the Beis HaMikdash. The role of the Kohen is the educator. Kohanim are the ones who live throughout the length and breadth of Israel. They live in every town, every village, every city, and their job is to educate us, to transform us. If we're supposed to be a Mamleches Kohanim, if the Jewish people, the unique covenant that was made at Sinai, is to transform us from being Bnei Noach, according to Rashi, the Balei Tosfos, almost all of the French and German Rishonim, we had the status of Bnei Noach. Then at Har Sinai, we underwent a conversion where we became Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean, Bnei Yisrael? Our job is Vatem Tihiyu Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Our job is to be role models, to be educators, to transform the destiny of humanity, to have an impact, and to shape the family of nations. Well, if we're supposed to be role models, we're supposed to be educators, we're supposed to be mentors, who's going to transform us? Who's going to turn us into that role model, into that mentor? That's the Kohanim. The job of the Kohen that the Rav is referring to in Malachi, Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das, v'toras Hashem mevakish mipihu. The lips of the Kohen, they're the ones who protect, they're the ones who communicate, who educate the nation in the knowledge of God. In Toras Hashem mevakish mipihu, we want to understand how to conduct ourselves, what to do, what not to do, what values we should have. We hear that from the mouth of the Kohen. The ultimate role of the Kohen is not to function in the Beis HaMikdash. The ultimate role of the Kohen, every day of the year, is to be the role of an educator. Educate our children, adult education when we come back from work. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Kohen is at the forefront. That's why the whole Parshas HaMoados and Parshas Emor, where you and I would expect that to be in Sefer Shmos or in Sefer Dvarim. Why is that in the middle of Toras Kohanim? Why is that in Parshas Emor, which is like the locus classicus, the primary location for the dinim of what a Kohen is, what they can do, what they can't do, what their Kedusha is? Why is the holidays there? What does that have to do with Kohanim? No, it's there because that's the primary role of the Kohen. And the Rav was quoting Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, but the Rav said the same thing on the Haftorah of Parshas Emor, where Yechezkel HaNavi defines the role of the Kohen as an educator, as a mentor, as a posek, as a dayan, someone who is a guide in our life. That's the role of the Kohanim. So if that's the case, if the Kohen does not love the people, the Rav said, He can't teach them, nor can he bless them. The disciple listens to the teacher not as a result of coercion, but out of a relationship rooted in love and in feelings of reverence. And that's amor. It has to be with love. It has to be malay. Because that way the Kohen can transform the Jewish people. The Kohanim can transform us into becoming a Mamleches Kohanim. And that way we can transform the rest of humanity and create a world where human beings live a life in line with our nature, ultimately perfect the world, transform the world, so that the world fulfills its role, its ultimate role. And that is effectuated by the Jewish people. But what enables them to effectuate that? It's the Kohanim who are our teachers, our mentors, who invest themselves in us. And it has to be done malay, with the vav, with love.